Hey, it's Marilyn. You may have read in the Bunyip recently that one of our citizens won a South Australian Regional Award in the Community Individual section. He gives 50 hours a week to the Gawler community through his work at Community House and the CFS. He's Steve Frinsdorf and he's with me now. Congratulations, Steve, on this well-deserved award.
Thank you for that.
I believe that it's actually two in a row.
Two in a row.
That's a little bit rare, isn't it?
Well, I said them last year we had a lot to do, and we certainly made a big dent in some of the projects.
You certainly have. Steve, where did the desire and the work ethic come from?
It's been instilled in me from a boy to go and volunteer and help people. The older I am, now I've got time, I can do more and more. I make a difference, and I love Gawler, and that's why I'm here.
Did you volunteer when you were fully employed?
Yes.
Yes, you did. What sort of was that with the CFS
You
then?
name it, from Red Nose Day. I have done so many barbecues in my life that I'm sick of them. But I have many, many things that I support.
What sort of things did your parents encourage you to do when you were a boy?
Again, support everybody in the community.
Did you used to tag along with them?
They're always do-gooders.
They would do gooders,
So,
better than do badders, I always
yeah.
think.
No, it's something that I enjoy the people. It's the camaraderie of going around with other people that is like-minded
Yeah.
and actually seeing and making a difference.
Yeah, I guess that is where you get your reward, but it can be stressful. How do you wind down from a day at the community house?
I enjoy stress.
You enjoy stress. That's a new
Yeah,
one.
it's
You thrive on it.
yeah.
You like the challenge.
It gets to a stage where it's all a big game.
I see. What strengths do you bring to your volunteer work?
I'm hoping I bring leadership, as I've had experience in some areas that I can bring that to other formats and sort of help people get established quicker.
What's the secret of staying a volunteer long term? Because I know a lot of people start off and then they very quickly burn out. How do you keep going?
I take on new projects, so I support some all the time. There's other new ones coming along that I try to support on the way up,
I see.
and that way you sort of don't burn yourself out and encourage others to take up some leadership roles.
Yeah, so you encourage other people to do what you used to do, then you move on to
Move
something
on to
else.
a
Yeah.
new direction.
What is your advice to anyone wanting to volunteer?
Do it. You meet new friends, and you've got a purpose and somewhere to go. It's the most rewarding thing you can do.
Thank you for your time, Steve.
Thank you.